This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even have just got blown right off their footing.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A flu death to report. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Bangor, Maine, police investigating a threat against Republican Senator Susan Collins.
Our criminal investigation division is currently on scene and they are actively working this case. Currently, we have no information that would suggest the public at large is in any danger.
Police Sergeant Wade Betters says a suspicious letter sent to her house. U.S. Capitol Police will be taking over the investigation.
The senator has been made aware. Any further questions as the investigation continues should be directed to the U.S. Capitol Police.
A hazmat team assessing the letter. Collins, of course, one of the key yes votes during Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Well, just when you think Congress is dysfunctional, listen to this report from USA Radio's Chris Barnes about the British House of Commons.
A report says Britain's House of Commons is a sometimes dysfunctional workplace in which bullying and sexual harassment have long been tolerated and concealed. That's according to an independent inquiry released on Monday. In the highly critical report, former High Court Judge Laura Cox says a culture of deference, subservience, acquiescence, and silence has helped inappropriate behavior thrive within the seat of British democracy. Parliament commissioned the inquiry in March after allegations of inappropriate behavior were made against several lawmakers and Commons staff members. Cox says Commons staff spoke of being subjected to bullying, sexual and racial harassment, and lots of inappropriate touching.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Live. We roll, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what it's all about. A constitutional government, a country, a citizenry that is devoted to we the people. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is Bill Martinez. Rahil Raza joins us now. It's always good to have her back with us. She's with the Clarion Project Advisory Board, a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement, international human rights activist. Rahil, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about how Donald Trump has done a number on Iran's mullahs. Explain to our audience what Donald Trump has done and why it has caused them a lot of brain damage.
Well, we have to first go back a little bit in time and understand that for many years now, Iran has had an abysmal human rights record. And this is something that has been recorded by Amnesty International. I have heard the stories from the victims and the dissidents and the people who are trying to rebel against this. I am accredited with the Human Rights Council in Geneva, and I go there three times a year, and this is where I met the people. And, of course, the international community has known about it, but our friend Obama released billions of dollars back to Iran, none of which flowed down to the people. And, of course, I must clarify that when we speak of Iran, I differentiate between the people of Iran and the regime, the Ayatollahs, who are totally corrupt, and the people are the ones who are suffering. And their, you know, human rights record is so bad because they're a group, the regime oppresses its own people. They oppress minorities. They have persecuted the Baha'i community, which is a minority community in Iran, for years. Today, in 2018, they arrest women who uncover their hair on the streets. They torture and kill people. They have recently killed a dissident, someone who just criticized the regime. And they do this with impunity. They do this with no qualms. And President Trump took a very bold step in placing sanctions upon Iran because it was necessary for a Western leader to say that we will not do business as usual with a regime that is so corrupt, that supports and funds terrorism, and that oppresses its own people.
Exactly. Raheel, I think the international community, maybe even citizens of America, are realizing just how significant and how important it is for the United States to be in its rightful position of leadership. We see time and again when President Trump goes and meets with, over 50 Muslim leaders, you know, they all get together. They do a sword dance. They, in a sense, were saying to him, ironically, not to Barack Obama, who was very sympathetic towards the Muslim world, you know, they were saying, hey, we're glad you're back. NATO. Glad you're back. You know, when he took on and called out Angela Merkel for the backdoor energy deal that she had worked out with Russia, which I still maintain was a violation of the sanctions and agreement that they had. But the rest of the NATO members was like they weren't going to say anything. But Donald Trump comes in and says something. Iran, I mean, to say to them, look at the deal's off. You guys aren't, you know, holding up your end of the bargain. This is not right. And, you know, this foreign policy of appeasement is done. Historically, it has never proven to work. It has been an absolute disaster. And that's not going to happen under the Donald Trump administration.
You're right. And it's not only that he says it, but he actually takes action and does it.
Exactly.
And he does it against a lot of public outcry. He does it, you know, and gets a backlash. But of course, you know, Trump is Trump. He only has to sneeze and it becomes a Russian collusion. So, you know, the point is that people are more against the personality than looking at the larger vision. And once they understand that, you know, the regime in Iran has been funding and supporting terrorism and funding their militias abroad, so they are dangerous to the Western world in many ways. They call the United States the great Satan. And the only reason that they want to flex their muscle with nuclear power is because they have said, in their words, that they want to eradicate Israel.
Exactly.
They recently made a statement and threatened Netanyahu and said he should learn to swim because they're going to push him into the sea. So what kind of a regime is that that wants to obliterate a country entirely from the face of this earth? And that is why they want to, you know, strengthen their nuclear power. So the sanctions that President Trump has placed are a very strong message, not only to Iran, but as you said, to the rest of the countries around there to say, don't mess with us. And it's important because safety and security of our own land should be the first priority of any leader.
Exactly.
And appeasement has not worked. We've seen this in the 8 years of the Obama administration. You know, he may have been a nice man, but a leader has to be strong and has to take some definitive decisions. Trying to please terrorists and those who want to harm the country is not going to solve the problem of radicalization or terrorism or extremism.
Yeah.
There have to be some hard stands, and there have to be, you know, petitions put into place. Now, there are leaders of Western communities in Europe especially who still continue to do business with Iran. And this is, of course, all about the money and about the oil. And, you know, it's very incestuous. But they should also wake up to the reality that the regime in Iran is extremely corrupt. And you don't have to take my word for it. This is recorded.
Yes.
In the amnesty report, which I waved in the face of the Iranian ambassador when I was in Geneva, and he didn't like that. But this has been documented. And when the United Nations Human Rights Council wanted to send a rapporteur into Iran to check on the human rights abuse, they did not allow the rapporteur to come in.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing, I want to get back here domestically in terms of the domestic support of Iran. The policies that have buttressed up the mullahs over the years, and you mention Barack Obama's administration, these are Democratic, you know, versus Republican, you know, policies. And why this country would support a political entity that is rewarding all the wrong behavior when there is empirical evidence to demonstrate time and again it doesn't work is beyond us. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about the Democratic Party and how supposedly they are champions for women. Well, look at what's happening there in Iran to Iranian women. As you mentioned, Raheel, this is absolutely disgusting. But where's the Democratic Party? Yeah, exactly.
For Iranian women, where are the Western feminists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of this. So it seems like, oh, I guess if it's politically expedient and advantageous, it's okay. But when you really need to be, what you're talking about, when you really need to be principled and your principles are not there, then they're rather hollow and you're all talk and no action, right?
Absolutely. And this is a very important message to the rest of the world and to the rest of the Western leaders. And let me also mention, as a sort of an outsider,
We got about 25 seconds before we go to break.
Okay.
Why don't we do this?
Let's tell Americans that this is a nonpartisan issue, where because terrorism and extremism affects every single one of us.
Without
and
a doubt.
We should all band together on this.
More from Raheel Raza right after this. Stay with us, America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let the
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I was apologizing to Raheel Raza just a moment ago that I didn't mean to get too heavily involved in the political issue and the perspective and the world view on something that should transcend all political boundaries, which is human rights. And, and Raheel, you know, brought to bear in the conversation as we were off the air here something really important. And Raheel, I want you to share with the audience what you shared with me, that, you know, when it comes to human rights and human dignity and the way people are dishonored, I mean, after all, I mean, as many of us would believe that we're made in the image of God, this is quite hallowed ground that we're on, and that we need to be a respecter of people. To do less than that is ungodly.
I agree with you that, you know, when we talk about human rights, they have to be for everyone. And if we want respect for ourselves, we must respect others. I mean, the human being must be respected. And as far as I'm concerned, everything, including religion, politics, should be looked through the lens of human rights. And if any of these practices are going beyond human rights, we should all stand up and say no. But unfortunately, you know, the intertwined politics of the world, and especially the power of petrodollars, is so nasty that people sell their souls for that. And this is what we see happening in the world, you know, the geopolitics, the internal politics. But in this specific case of Iran, where they have targeted the LGBTQ community, where they have targeted their own citizens, their own women, anyone who speaks out or criticizes the practices of this regime is a danger and a threat to that country. Now, there are many Iranians who still have family back home, so they're afraid of what will happen to them if they speak out. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's important that, you know, those of us on the outside must support and stand up for these human rights, because, you know, human rights are international, they are universal.
Exactly.
And to target a particular country or a particular regime and think that they can get away with it, because they did get away with it earlier, is absolutely atrocious. Mm-hmm. And there has to be some stop or some kind of, you know, some leader who, like Trump says, no, you know, we will not do business as usual because you have a very, very bad human rights record and you need to clean it up. And this has been going on for such a long time. Mm-hmm. The United Nations is pretty powerless to do anything, but the people are the ones who are going to bring about the change. And the people have rebelled, and I hope that this continues, although the regime is trying very hard to quell them.
Yes.
By constantly targeting them, arresting them, torturing them, to set examples. But you know, once this genie is out of the lamp, so to speak, it won't stop. And more power to them. I hope that the people of Iran will be able to succeed in getting rid of this regime, which is not going to be easy, because they're powerful, they're entrenched, they have more money than you and I can imagine, thanks to President Obama. None of this filtered down to the people.
Right.
But still, there is hope when people, when citizens stand up and say no.
Yeah, exactly. And as you said earlier, Raheel, we have to separate the two. You have the people of Iran, and then you have the regime. The people of Iran are the ones that we are praying for and championing for. And this is why it was so important for our president, Donald Trump, to make the statement, because that for them is really a lifeline, what he did to Iran's mullahs. It encourages the people there who are being oppressed and abused to keep up the good fight.
And this is, you know, an emotional support that the people need. They need to know that there are people out there in the modern world, in the first world who are supporting them. And so, you know, this has to continue until the change comes. But, you know, it's so ironic that one of the ayatollahs made a statement and said, you know, we support the Me Too movement. Excuse me, this is so hypocritical and ironical.
Me Too,
because, you know, they're not supporting any kind of women's rights. And so they make these statements at random. You know, if you the ambassador, the Iranian ambassador at the United Nations when I was there many years ago, stood up in the plenary in front of the whole world and said, we have no human rights abuse or human rights violations in Iran. It's all happening in the United States and Israel. And so, you know, you understand immediately the double standards and the hypocrisy of these people when we know we have the stories of the victims documented by name, by time, by place in the Amnesty report.
Exactly.
So, you know, they all lie about their human rights violations. I mean, of course, Iran is not the only country, but this particular sanction that is in place against Iran sends a very strong message to the other countries as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that they've got to shape up their human rights record.
Exactly. And this is what's important about Donald Trump, like him or not. He can put a lot of attention between tweeting and whatever Donald Trump says. The media, you know, they're right there to pick up on it, not necessarily look to report about it in a positive way. But they know that Donald Trump has the attention of the world. I mean, he's really a voice that is knocking down walls. So when Donald Trump says, I'm going to focus on Iran and I'm going to focus on the human rights abuses, I mean, he really brings a big lamp to that country and shows, you know, the discrepancies, and the media can't help but report on that, can they?
Well, yes, of course, they would try to twist everything to their understanding, and this is what unfortunately happens because, you know, we know that President Trump is not a diplomat in the way he uses his terminology, but, you know, this you don't need a diplomat for this. You need somebody who will say it as it is, strong and clear, you know, without worrying about the beauty of the words, because these are issues that are harsh and, you know, they need harsh treatment. So they have to be addressed in a very, very frank way. There's no way that you can mollycoddle the idea that the regime in Iran is torturing and killing people.
Exactly.
I mean, here we are in 2018. And as I said, you know, as a women's rights activist, I'm appalled by the way that they're treating the women. So we have to stand up and speak for them, whether it's from a women's rights perspective, a human rights perspective, or even as a human being. You know, you look at what's happening and you say, this is wrong. And there's no gray area here. You know, there is good and evil. And this regime is evil because they are oppressing people. They are subjugating their rights. They are threatening other countries. So what else does one need in order to understand that these sanctions came at a very good time? They have been put into place, and President Trump is standing by his word and does not back off and say, okay, you know, today I'm going to stop this and I'm going to start doing business with them again. And so more power to him, and we hope that this is going to work.
Rahil, when you see celebrities here in America, you know, protesting the way they are about women's rights and that sort of thing, does part of you wish that they would focus their attention on international issues, like something clear, like what's happening in Iran and, as you say, in other countries where women are being so abused? Does part of you wish you could, you know, redirect them to international causes like what you're supporting?
Not part of me, all of me.
Yes,
okay. Definitely. This has been a huge thorn in our side that, you know, these movements are not taking into consideration what is happening in Muslim-majority societies, for example, female genital mutilation, honor-based violence, you know, the torture and killing of Iranian women. They don't address these issues because they don't want to get their hands dirty. So it's all very well to stand up for myself, but what about the others? So, you know, I have been very disillusioned by some of these movements. And of course, you have the regressive left, and, you know, they will speak about everything, but they won't address the issues that are in our face.
Exactly.
And these have filtered their way into the United States as well.
Right.
You know,
we have to leave it right there, Rahil, to be continued on our next conversation. Rahil Raza.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas. The president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, God, make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me.
Don Moen, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I so have been looking forward to this time to spend with the beloved songwriter, worship leader, and music executive with an international following. He has just released a new book, God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story. Don Moen joins us now. Don, God bless you. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill,
Doing good. Calling from Nashville today.
Well, yeah, that's where you're based out of these days. And, you know, I was looking at some pictures here. Our studio is based out of Minnesota. The place that puts makes a hole in the ice, and I keep asking everybody, what do you call that hole in the ice that you go fishing in? We just call it a hole in the ice.
Oh, that's funny. They keep grew up in Minnesota. That's great.
Well, you know, I was born and raised in California, so far away from any holes in ice and doing any ice fishing like that. So they keep threatening to drag me out there one time and, you know, put me underneath one of those I say cabanas. They go, there's no cabana.
No, it's not a cabana. No, but you ought to do it at least once, Bill.
Yeah, it's on the bucket list. I'll get to it, you know. So, hey, maybe if I can get your piano out there on the ice with me, you know, make sure we got a place. It'll be an inspiration. Yeah. But, John,
that would be a good time. That would be a good show right there.
Could you imagine how many people would be around that hole in the ice with us, enjoying and praising God in the midst of ice and, you know, and the whole experience. But Don, I gotta tell you, you have been such a blessing to me and our family over the decades. You know, it's just, gosh, and in fact, Engineer Brad, we were talking about you earlier, and, you know, and I said, you know, the song, Yes, God Will Make a Way, is recurring in my heart and mind, really has some added meaning as a result of your book, but, you know, God is good all the time. God is good all the time, you know, and we've had good fun and great memories because of you and how God has used you and used your talents. But about the book, God Will Make a Way, of course, this is really a personal story and, you know, about why the song and explain to our audience, you know, how God will make a way to song because really this is an extension of who you are. I mean, we know you as a worship leader, but actually this book is a work of worship as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this first book I've ever written, Bill, and I thought about it many years and I thought, I don't want to just write another book just because, you know, I have a platform and now here's Don Moe and the worship leader. Now here's Don Moe and the book has his book now. But I really found myself saying the same things to my audiences over and over again. And as I've traveled around the world, when I sing God Will Make a Way, it's always the moment in the concert when I take an opportunity to really minister to the people. And what I found out everywhere in the world, people need hope. Yes. And that's really what this book is about. I mean, you look at the current events, world affairs, you know, and bring it down to a little more personal level. Look at your bank account, your business challenges. There's a lot of people that are just on the verge of giving up hope. And I want them to know that God is working in ways they cannot see today to make a way where there seems to be no way. And that's why I wrote the book. I want to bring hope to people. Let them know, no, do not give up. Because even at this moment, God's doing something you can't see.
Well, God opened your heart and eyes to see something, and that you write about in the first chapter. And that is that as we go through life, we're either about ready to hit a storm.
Yeah.
We are either in a storm or we've just come out of a storm. That pretty much covers about 99% of us, Don.
Well, yeah, and people say, well, that's a negative confession, Don. No, it's not a negative confession. It's a fact. Yes. And, all of us are going to face storms in life, but tough times and storms do not diminish the reality of God's presence. Darkness will fall. Clouds may gather, shadows will come, but our faith and our confidence in Him need never be shaken. And when we face those storms in difficult times, He has promised to be with us to make a way.
You know, when I first picked up your book and I saw Discovering His Hope in your story, it reminded me of a saying I used to have in my office all the time. Originally, it was from, you know, that infamous author known as Anonymous. It said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I had to change it. I had to change it to obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off His goal. And that had so much added depth and meaning to me and others who came into my office and saw that, and they realized that I had crossed out the one word and put his with a capital H, and they said, that's interesting. And I said, maybe one day that will be reality for you.
Well, you think about, that's where we get in trouble a lot of times. We take our eyes off of the one thing that can bring us hope. When Jesus, when called Peter to, walk on the water, he was fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. When he started looking at the wind and the waves around him, and he started to sink. And there's the picture. We're going to go through storms, but are we going to be willing? Are we going to be willing to keep our eyes on the Savior? Because this is, our hope is rooted and founded in Him. It's not like this, I hope I win the lottery, I hope I find the right husband or wife, but it's just, this is, we can ground our hope in the Word of God. I mean, His promises will not return void. The Bible says God's Word will not return void. Mm-hmm. So hold on to those promises. That's where the true hope is.
Exactly. Well, when Jesus said, hey, let's go to the other side, it wasn't theoretical. It wasn't like, hey, maybe we might get there. It was purposeful. So if we're going to get to the other side, he knows we're going to get there. He didn't tell us what's going to happen in between, but what happens in between strengthens us so that when we get to the other side, we're all the better, and we probably couldn't have apprehended what is waiting, the blessing and everything else, our purpose in life, unless we went through the storms to get to the other side that he told us that, hey, that's where we're headed, right?
Yeah, and one of my favorite passages of scripture, I was in a pastor's office one time south of Dallas. I was going to sing, and on his wall was a beautiful picture of a ship, an old wooden sailing ship on a stormy sea. And under that picture was a scripture reference, Psalm 107, 23 and 24. It says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they will see the hand of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. And I go, yes, I want that for my life. I want to see the hand of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. And well, verse 25 says, and God caused the waves to mount up to the heavens and down to the depths. They staggered around like drunken men at their wits' end, crying out to the Lord in their distress. The Lord heard their prayer. He calmed the storm. Then they were glad, and he brought them to their desired haven. Now, there's the story.
Exactly, right there.
It's like in the process of the storm, we become different men and women because we cry out to the Lord.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000. For funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. 585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org and regain control over your healthcare costs because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the end of a dream. You are the song of a dream. You are the world that I can win. This is my life back in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hates the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 before the top of the hour. You know, we're all destined to face hardships during our lives, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, an unexpected divorce, or a bad report from a doctor. Countless trials can leave feelings of defeat and hopelessness. And internationally acclaimed multi-award-winning music artist who sold more than 5 million albums, Don Moen, knows firsthand and wants others to know that no matter how dire the circumstances, God does not forget his children. His brand new book that we're talking about is God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story. Don, I always love to read dedications in books. And, of course, this is very touching because this book is, it's heartfelt. It's a true story. And I say it's, from a worshiper. Who, you know, this is your first book, but this is very worshipful, the way you've written this. You dedicate the book to Craig and Susan Phelps. Your lives are a living example, you write, of how God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Your story of trusting God through your personal loss continues to bring hope to those who have lost hope. To Jeremy Jacob Phelps, born September the 2nd, 1978, graduated to heaven March 18th, 1987. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Of course, the verse from Isaiah 43:4. Don, tell us the Phelps story, if you would, please, and what gave you the inspiration for God Will Make a Way?
Well, it was one of those moments when, you receive a telephone call late at night, and you think, why is this, what's on the other end of this line?
Has a foreboding ring.
Yeah, I heard there had been a an accident. Craig and Susan, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, were heading out to Colorado to go on a ski vacation, and they had four little boys, and their van was broadsided by an 18-wheeler in the middle of the Texas Panhandle. And Jeremy, the oldest boy, he was soon to be 9 years old. He was killed instantly, and all the other boys were seriously injured. And I heard the news, and I felt so helpless. I didn't know what to say. You know, all the scriptures that came to my mind fell short of what I really wanted to say to them that day. And I had to get on the airplane the next day. And I was just praying. I was reading in my Bible from Isaiah 43. I said, God, give me something to say to this family, because all my words are falling short. And on the airplane, as I prayed, the Lord gave me the song, God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be No Way. He works in ways we cannot see. He'll make a way for me. And that's the line I really know the Holy Spirit gave me to sing to Susan and Craig. He works in ways you cannot see. I knew there were going to be days when, after the funeral, when people left, and they'd be just wondering what happened and ask all the questions. And I put it on a little recording, and I said, put it above the kitchen sink, and when those moments come, I want you to play this song. And I never did even sing it at the funeral. I sang it for them privately. Mm-hmm. And you know, Isaiah 43, the whole chapter is great, but the first passage there, you know, in verse 4, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored. That passage is on his gravestone. Right. And Susan and Craig said Jeremy has probably reached more people through his death than he might have through his life, just because they chose in the middle of their grief to get better and not bitter. They chose to allow God to heal them, and they've shared their story with so many, how God made a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert for them.
Well, and as you say, for them, I mean, this was your personal gift to them. You had no intent. There was no vision that, hey, let's cast this all over the world.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it was never, I wasn't writing for a project. Yeah. I wrote it for them personally, and that's all. And it was 2 years later, I was reminded of the song as I was leading worship for the staff of Integrity Music, where I was working at the time, the head of the label. And it's like the Lord brought this song back to me, and I sang it for our staff, and everybody came up to me and said, where did you get that song?
Right.
I said, it's a song I wrote for my little nephew. And they said, you need to record it. I said, I don't think I ever will. It's just really, really personal. But eventually I did record it. And, you know, although it was written out of a desperate situation, it's not a song of desperation. Yeah. It's a song of declaration. God
exactly.
will make a way.
Well, and again, it extends the legacy of your nephew, of Jeremy. I mean, he is so intertwined in this song, is he not?
Oh, yeah. And like I say, the family, Craig, my brother-in-law, he's a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. So the fact of they were out there, there's the three boys seriously injured, and he couldn't find because the van had spun around and stuff. He couldn't find Jeremy. He saw him over lying by a fence post, and he went over there, and he was gone. And the Lord said to him, Jeremy is with me. You deal with those who are living. And just the heartbreak of that whole story, it broke my heart. But Craig and Susan, through that, I mean, being a medical doctor, he's dealing with life and death a lot, but
exactly.
he's been able to share the comfort that God brought to them during this time with many, many others. And in that way, Jeremy's testimony lives on and on. And that's why I dedicated the book to him.
Well, when you were running Integrity, you know, your career has, I mean, you talk about living on purpose. I mean, you started out, you wanted to be a jet pilot.
And,
right.
Yeah, that would sounded exciting. It was, I just wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why they give us these games. I guess we can play on our TV and
look it up. Well, you know, I would have, except I wore glasses in those days. That was That's a long time ago, Bill. That was 1968.
Right.
And I couldn't get into flight school because I wore glasses. But I had a backup plan, which was a forest ranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work in the woods because I love to hunt and fish. But that didn't work out because I got a scholarship on my violin to play at a university, and then the Lord just kind of directed my steps, and that's kind of what I share. As I was writing this book, I have so many stories, and I said to the publisher, I have too many personal stories here. And he goes, oh no, that's what we like, is the personal stories and tying those into principles of how God made a way for you.
So exactly. It's an encouragement for all of us, because we see as we go through life, as you say, there's markers along the way that reinforce and support your giftings and talents, some that we may hold back on, but it took a professor that blessed you and realized that you had a unique gift. And as you humbly state in your book, you know, if you lined up all the piano players and all the worship leaders and all the singers and everything, you'd say, well, you know, I'm somewhere in the middle, but for the anointing of God and his sanctity on your life to say, hey, look, you're my guy. You're my guy.
And it's like, and I always love to encourage people, look, if God did this for me, if he made a way for me, he can make a way for you. Hey, Bill, I failed my speech class in university because I could not stand in front of 15 people and give a speech.
Right.
That's who Don Moen was, you know, and it's like the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing today is like, it's a miracle. I mean, that God uses me this way. And I just want to say to people, hey, I'm just a normal guy. If God can use me, he can use anybody, and he'll use you.
Yeah. Manny Pacquiao, how do you connect with Manny Pacquiao? I mean, I thought, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, well, Manny Pacquiao was, you know, I met him about 20 years ago. I was on a stage in Manila, and this young, I knew the sports commissioner of the Philippines, and he brought this young boxer on stage with me, and he didn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm.
But over the Manny Pacquiao, and over the years, we became friends, and Manny really came into a strong faith, and he started a radio show called Faith for Today.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he said, Don, would you sign 20 CDs so I can give them away on my radio show? So I did, and I sent them over to him. And over the years, we've just become friends. He brought, he sponsored a concert for me in his hometown of General Santos City in the island of Mindanao. And then he flew the whole band and me over to celebrate his 37th birthday as well. So we've become friends over the years. And when I wrote this book, I mean, Manny's story, if you know his story, God really has made a way for him. And I said, would you consider writing the foreword to this book? And he texted me back. He said, brother, I will do this for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, Don Moen, as we wrap things up, we got about 30 seconds. You know, the big takeaway of your book, what do you want people to get from this?
One word, Bill, hope. I want people to know that there is hope no matter what you're looking at today in your bank account or a doctor's report or anything. Hope is the key, and it's the engine that drives your faith. So just believe that even today, no matter what you see in front of you, God is beyond you, working in ways that you cannot see, making a way where there seems to be no way.
What a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, honored to have Don Moen with us and his brand new book, God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story, maybe yet to be completed, because we either are going in, we're in, or coming out. Don Moen, thank you so much. God bless you.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon one-month choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters and